Welcome back to another episode of What's the Point Podcast. I'm your girl Dev.
And I'm your girl T.
And welcome back to another episode, y'all. I hope that y'all are doing good today.
Yes. Hope that you're enjoying all the things that spring brings. And now we're starting to get into summer.
Yes. Y'all know my favorite time of the year. Yes. So today, well, first, how you been doing, friend? What you been up to?
I have been doing really good.
Okay.
So I feel like this is a good time, especially like in the field that we're in, to have like a nice little wind down time, but also just to get a little piece of you. So I'm excited. I have some stuff planned.
Yeah, I like that.
What about you?
Same. I feel like I'm chilling. Like, you know, with my school, I work in a school setting, so you know, it's starting to be wind down time for the kids. You know, summer is coming very soon, so I feel like I'm worse than the kids because I'm counting down to summer. Like,
no, really,
where we at? How many weeks we got left? Let's get to it. So that's real. I just been in that place of just counting down for the summer, just so I can just not have to go into the schoolhouse.
Right.
You know.
Right. No, because I'm in the school too, and I just feel like a lot of teachers and just administration, everyone is saying the same thing, that they're drained and burnt out. And it has just been a long school year. Like, so much has happened.
Yeah, for this to be my first school year, I'm like, this was a long school year. Like,
it was cool,
but
It was long.
So I'm glad that we are rounding out to the end of the semester and the summer's on the way.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I would have to agree.
Yeah.
Our episode today is a little juicy. I feel like anytime you talk about partnership and dating, it can either go well or just get a little hot.
Yeah. In a good way.
In a good way, but also, you know, some people don't really like to talk about that.
Yeah.
I feel like last time we talked quite a bit about our schedules and how it's pretty hectic, just juggling all the things.
Yeah.
And so today we're just going to talk about too busy to date. Are you really too busy to date, or are you avoiding it?
Yeah. Like, is there a such thing as being too busy to date? Or like you said, are you avoiding it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you avoiding the person? Are you avoiding yourself? Like, what's too busy?
So that's a good question. Like, I do wonder, like, when people say they're too busy to date, like, what do you mean by that?
I'm wondering what that means too, because I don't know. Like, I feel like the normal, well, technically it's not normal, but the reaction that people have when they get busy is to isolate. Mm-hmm. And that's actually the total opposite of what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to actually go into community and have relationships, so that way you have, you know, the
someone to lean on,
motivation to keep going and collaborating, doing what you need to do. However, being too busy, what is the too busy? Like, I don't know what that is. Like, we're all busy.
Yeah. I feel like that's what I'm saying. Like, we're all busy.
So I think it just depends, like, what is busy to you. Like we talked about in our last episode, like, we both have two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're taking care of parents. We're hanging with friends. You know, you're trying to further yourself personally and your personal endeavors and all that. But what is too busy? You know, like, we all have our phone on us. So, like,
what you got going on,
baby?
Right. And I mean, I can't talk about the phone because I am a terrible texter.
Yeah.
I'm
a terrible texter, terrible caller.
Like, you better just see me in person.
Yes. Like, calling is, that's awful. Like, do not do that.
Unless you plan a call, don't call me, please.
Yeah.
Or you're my close friend, like, you're a close friend, my mother.
Other than that, please don't call me.
Yeah, please. And texting takes me, like, a really long time
to think.
Like, it takes me some time. Like, if you text me at 8, I probably maybe won't text until
the next day.
I don't know. Sometimes the next day. Sometimes 3 days.
Yeah. But then that, are you busy?
I am. I am, though. I really am.
Yeah.
Or
okay, maybe I'm not busy anymore, but I was busy. I'm tired. I don't want to talk right now. I don't have the mental capacity. Yeah, no, I just don't want to talk.
Okay. Valid.
I don't want to talk. I need to decompress.
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk.
Okay.
So I think, I don't know. Is that bad?
I don't think so. I think we need more people to be honest in those ways.
Okay.
Just say you don't want to talk.
Yeah. I don't want to talk.
Yeah. Because I'll easily say that. I'm not in the mood today. Let me hit you tomorrow. Oh, I'm not feeling it. But does that come off as rude? Or does that come off as not interested?
I don't know.
I don't know
either. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like this point in my life, in my relationship, we are both busy. Mm-hmm. And we both have, like, work. We're working adults. Mm-hmm. So if you tell me I don't have the time right now, I'm not taking it personal. Right. I just understand, okay, you're busy.
Yeah.
Because that's where intention comes into play. And if you're being intentional with me, mm-hmm. I would appreciate you telling me you're busy versus mm-hmm. not telling me anything at all.
Yeah. And I think that's what it goes to.
Right.
Yeah. The communication of it, but also the understanding, like, we're all adults. We're all busy. The same way I just said I'm busy and I don't feel like talking, the other person probably feel busy and they don't feel like talking.
Right. And that's real. And I feel like going back to the decompress, that's been something that I've been leaning into with relationships, friends, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. Maybe you just need time to get your thoughts together.
Yeah. It's a lot going on.
It's too much going on. Yeah. Right. The emails, the responsibilities, then you come home. You still got to eat. You still got to do all the things. Mm-hmm. Somebody texts you back. Okay, get over it.
Okay, that's one less task to me. That's one less thing I got to worry about. One less task, one less thing to be like, oh, I didn't respond to so-and-so. 12 hours later, let me respond.
And I don't feel no type of way. Like, none of my friends are on my ass like that. Yeah. Like I said, in my relationship, no one's on my ass. So it's not an issue of being busy. I just think when you say things like, I'm too busy to date, I'm wondering, like, what are you necessarily avoiding? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's what my mind goes to. Like, what is it about your life that says, like, I don't want to date anymore or I can't date because I am busy?
I feel like it goes to a point of, like, are you really busy or are you, like I said, you're just avoiding the dating scene. Because mm-hmm. there could be one thing where it's like, okay, I'm just not dating right now. I'm focused on myself. But then there's another thing where it's like, I'm too busy to date. Okay, so then you're focused on yourself. You know, right. Like, you're not too busy. You're just in a place where dating is not your priority.
Right.
Because there's no such thing as too busy to date, because things can be planned out. You know, right. Like, things can be, like you said, intention.
Right.
So if you have intention to date somebody, you're not too busy. If you don't have intention to date somebody, you're too busy. Which one is it?
I don't know.
There's an underlying, like, too busy to date you.
Right. And I think it's like the understanding piece of time out for the lavish. Like, I want to have a date.
Right.
In a different
time out
city.
With the $200 dates.
Right.
And weekend trips.
The Ruth Chris type of dates and the lavishness. Like, a date could just be, I'm headed to lunch. Oh, let me meet you right there. Or, I just want to go pick up some ice cream real quick. Uh-huh. Or, take your ass on a walk. Like that could be the date.
Right. The summer is here. The parks are open. Go walk the park. You got a dog. Walk that little dog with that man.
Right. Walk him. And
now, but I'm not, listen, walking dates, I'm not vouching for that. Y'all got to be together for it to be like, okay, don't take nobody on a first date on a walk.
What's the issue with that? I don't see no problem with going on a hike
on the first date.
That's not a problem to me.
A hike is different. I'm talking about walking apart.
What's wrong with walking apart? Because you know when you walk in the park,
that's no effort.
Well, I was gonna say, like, what if we're like at a park and it's
just like the second restaurant? Okay, that's different.
And you say, okay, we're walking. We can grab something to eat real quick.
That's different. I wouldn't mind that if the day includes food. Cool. But if we're just walking apart,
now that's
my little pup walking.
We walk in. I got on my yoga pants. This is not a date. We hanging out as friends.
Or I'm trying to see.
Yeah.
I'm trying to.
I say the first date, though.
The first date.
Yeah.
But I feel like, what's the difference between when you go to the movies and just sit down and watch a movie?
I don't think that should be the first date either.
I don't know. Maybe I don't know that man. Movies.
I don't know that man. I'm sitting in the dark with that man. I don't know him.
Does it have to consist of, like, just... Oh, well, you did say food's included. Okay.
Yeah, maybe because I'm an activities person.
I feel like food, like to, yeah.
Yeah, food has to be included. Yeah. Don't invite me out if we ain't eating. What the hell am I coming out for?
Yeah.
But, like, at least let's do a little activity. Something to kind of get to know each other. I want to, like, see how do you bowl? Like, how do you...
Okay,
I'm getting it. Conflict, you know, like, let me see. You got mad as fuck because you couldn't make no strike. Like, red flag.
Okay. No, I'm picking it up. So, I understand.
Like,
I
like, yeah, the walk could be... Now, if we're getting ice cream,
that's like a nice first date.
Yeah. I think it just depends because now that we're like 27, I feel like effort is a little bit different than like what it used to be. Like, if a man invited me on a walking date today, I'd be like, that's nice. But I'm going to pass.
Maybe I'm just super
on
nice.
The first?
Yeah. I think I'm just like, okay, whatever. But at the same time, it's not whatever, it's just maybe that's all we had time for.
And that's the problem.
Yeah, maybe.
Don't scribble me in.
But I might scribble you in.
But that's different.
That's why I said.
Don't scribble me, though. Like, don't scribble me in on some last minute.
Let's okay, go for no, a walk no. And, maybe not the first one.
Yeah, and then you didn't even give me no ice cream.
But that's where communication, I feel like you guys communicating and saying, okay, this
that's
is
true.
What the date looks like.
That is so true.
Whatever the case may be, and understanding, okay, maybe this is what our first date might look like. Okay, I don't really like that. Okay, well, then let's plan something else.
Yeah.
It takes communicating. That's
for
why
sure.
I said, what are you avoiding? Because you may just not know how to communicate effectively communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been your downfall for dating.
Yeah.
And it's always going to be your downfall. For dating,
facts.
If you date the right person and you're not communicating,
because they don't read your mind. Nobody can read minds.
What are we talking about? So I don't think that you're too busy to date. I do, however, see, you know, different life situations where you were maybe dating, where that rejection or when that happened, you was like, "Ooh, my ego,"
right?
Or you know, like something happened, something had to happen, and you said, "I'm off that right now."
Right, I'm off that right now. We all go through it.
Right,
we all go through where it's like, you know what? I'm cool on the men and the men scene right now. I'm gonna give y'all a break. Maybe when I come back around, y'all know how to act. Summer's on the way, so then maybe y'all are getting y'all act right together, or maybe y'all are getting worse. We'll have to see. Research will commence later, but I don't think there's a such thing as being too busy today. I think it just goes with intention. It's either you say, okay, like you said, maybe something happened and you're like, I just can't deal with the dating right now, I'm out the game. Cool. But when you get back in the game, like, everybody's busy. So it's like either you making time, you freeing up your Friday night, or you're freeing up your Saturday. You know, like you're going to find
make
some
the
type of time.
Mm-hmm. Make
if you really
want
to do it.
Yeah. I feel like, and that goes into, that's a little bit more bigger to me of like how you make time versus what exactly I'm doing with you. Because you could just do anything with me, but how you're making time for me, that is what I'm looking at this big age. It's like how you're making time and how you're communicating if you can't necessarily show up.
Yeah.
That's huge for me. Because I don't ask for a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like a lot, genuinely, especially since, not trying to be Miss Independent, but respectfully, I can, you know, we can do most of the things
on our own.
On our own, if you're self-directed. So I feel like I don't really care what it is. It's like, I'm looking at the quality.
Yeah.
What is the quality of the person?
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
The quality is
the quality.
Yeah. Versus the quantity. Because like you said, you could take me anywhere. You could wine and dine me.
Mm-hmm.
But like, how did you put that time together? Did you free up that day? Because you were like, well, I want to see her, blah, blah, blah. Or was it like, oh, so-and-so canceled. You want to slide? Whoa. What the fuck?
And get as an adult, hear me in hear the me dating. Clearly. Hear me in the dating, or regardless, because mm-hmm. you friend dates are days too. Uh huh. I love a canceled plan.
Oh yeah,
I love a canceled plan. So if you cannot follow through,
yeah,
cancel it.
Yeah, and don't think that I'm gonna be upset with you because I'm not. Trust me.
When I say I love a canceled plan, mm-hmm. I love a I can't make it. Yeah. I promise you, it's
fine. Cool, that's fine. Totally fine.
I self-entertain very well.
Very well.
So I love a cancel plan. So it's never that like, oh, the plan didn't go through. Now I understand for some people.
Yeah.
That they're like, they canceled on me. They stood me up. Okay. Again, maturity.
Yeah.
Come back.
Yeah.
You need to understand we're all working adults. So yeah.
And things happen.
Things happen. But I love a cancel plan. With that being said, we may go on the best walk and your conversation is great. All the things are there. And you may take me to the best restaurant and I'm just like, what in the hell? Mm-hmm.
So it's no chemistry. It's no.
That's why I said quality.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Quality is important versus the quantity of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think there's a such thing as being too busy today. I think it just has to deal with your intention. If you really want to date, you will date.
Yes. I was going to say honesty, having an open mind mm-hmm. of just having an open mind allows you to maybe not be naive to the BS. Like, you know, if it's a red flag and it's blinking really bright, it's a red flag. So it's red for a reason.
Yeah.
However, having that positive energy towards it where you're not taking it personal mm-hmm. or you're understanding what this person does for a living. So mm-hmm. we're therapists. Mm-hmm. If I talk to people all day, what the hell makes you think that I really want to talk to you at the end of the day?
At the end of the day, when I want to recharge to get ready for the next
day. At least 10 minutes. Let me recharge for 10 minutes.
Oh, you're nice. I was going to say an hour.
I mean, well, I'm just saying, like, before you bombard my space.
Yeah, at least let me get in.
Give me some time. Yeah, like, at least think about it. Yeah. Think, okay, maybe.
Yeah, maybe she's had a long day.
Yeah, like, be mindful.
Yeah.
Just be mindful what people do every day.
Mm-hmm. No, that's so important. Because being an adult, I have a lot of friends who are in different fields. Mm-hmm. All my friends do something different. But they're all big girl jobs, big mm-hmm. boy jobs. Like, y'all busy. If I don't talk to you for days, I know that you had something busy that you were doing for those few days. Like, you weren't just mindlessly scrolling on Instagram. Or, like, you weren't just chilling on the couch. You was doing something important.
Correct.
The same way I was. So, I don't get upset if people... I think people have to get over the fact of, like you said, taking things personally mm-hmm. when it comes to that thing. And being honest. Like, if you are busy, just let people know. I'm busy today.
Or I have a busier schedule on mm-hmm. these days. Like, I always say mentally I work... Mentally, I don't work on Monday and Fridays.
Yeah.
My days that I work... are Tuesday through Thursday. Mm-hmm. I didn't say I didn't work Monday through Friday.
But
okay?
Mentally.
But mentally, Tuesday, Thursday, I'm putting that thing down. Yeah. I don't have nothing. The phone is on D&D or it's, I can't find it. I don't even know where it is.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I feel like that's important to understand even like the scheduling. Like maybe Mondays aren't the day. So mm-hmm. are you going to get upset because you want to do this on Monday mm-hmm. and that person saying, okay, Mondays aren't a good time for me. This is what my Monday looks like every week.
Yeah.
You have to understand compromise.
Mm-hmm. Compromise. Like, yeah.
It starts before you actually get in a relationship mm-hmm. or you're actually in the dating scene. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Facts. Facts. So yeah, I agree with you, friend, but going to the people who say that it's too busy, that they're too busy to date, some advice for you guys. Find people that are, like, in your space. Mm-hmm. Since you're so busy. Oh, my God. I'm so busy. I can't find nobody because I'm just so busy. Where do you like to hang out? Find the people that you be at the gym. So busy at the gym. So busy in the library. So busy in that Walmart line. Find somebody. Because, you know, now they got... It's only self-checkout. So I'm busy in the Walmart line trying to ring up my little stuff.
I think this is great.
Yeah.
Go ahead, friend.
Yeah, find the people in the spaces that you like to be in since you're so busy. maybe you'll find your soulmate, you know, at the gym, at church, or wherever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's great guidance.
Just a little bit.
I'm just going to stick with the Sag in me just says, that is bullshit.
No,
you
are
not too busy.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're not too
busy.
You're not. But, and what I keep saying is, the people who say they're too busy to date, they just don't want to date whoever they're talking to. Like, they're just like, oh, I'm so busy, my phone.
Right. Like, you just...
You just don't want to date.
You don't like them.
Like, just tell them, hey, man, you cool. But this probably won't go to that point.
Right.
You know, like, because all of that days, months of no contact, you ain't busy.
I do think that's good, though, because some people do need to find that comfort mm-hmm. in the gym or, like, wherever you are mm-hmm. mostly. I get it. Like, you do need to find that comfort that's there, I guess, with where you usually are. But I just said that I think it's BS because that everything is not going to happen how you want it to. So you got to be okay with, and even in dating, it's not going to be the way that you want it or how it's fitting to your perfect schedule and, you know, so
your perfect frame and all that.
Yeah. So I'm like, it's BS. Like, things change, things happen, life goes on.
Yeah.
That person may not be as quote unquote busy as they were 2 years from now. So then what? What's your excuse?
Right. Then you still busy?
Avoiding.
Yeah, now you're just avoiding. And now you just, like I said, you're just not being honest with the other person. You're trying to sugarcoat it by saying you're too busy. And now I'm not going to point no fingers. I too have said I'm just too busy. And maybe I could have been honest and been like, for you. But we live and we learn, you know?
Damn it.
And I think as we grow, we become more honest. You know, we become more not giving a fuck. Because who's really going to beat my ass about it?
Yeah, I think I've always been that way. So I just, if,
like, okay, their feelings will be a little bit hurt. Nobody wants to hurt nobody's feelings. But you're also lying. Because you're saying you're so busy.
I can't help the way you feel.
Whole time, your ass ain't busy.
Right. I'm like, I really feel like that's, people going to feel how they feel,
regardless.
So you letting them know, like, you're not the one for me, okay?
That clears it out early.
Like, just so that way they can move on and do them. But I do see the benefit of, like, one thing as far as with, like, the gym and things like that. And meeting someone, y'all gotta be approachable.
That too.
That is just
that too. I think as a single woman, I wonder if I'm approachable. I try to keep a smile on my face, a little smile. But I know I probably give resting bitch face.
Oh, yeah.
So I probably am not the most approachable person, but I do try when I go out to, like, make eye contact or, you mm-hmm. know, like, smile at mm-hmm. people that I could see smiling at me. Mm-hmm. Because one thing about it, as a young,
we're still young.
Young.
Yeah.
20 woman. 20-some woman. I don't like the uncles staring at me in the store.
Oh, no. We're getting...
I don't like you old-ass men staring at me in the store. You're old enough to be my damn daddy, uncle. Like, please, sir. But then it also lets me know, like, okay, I'm cute.
Yeah.
But, like... these are the wrong ones looking at me. Where am I?
No,
age group?
We're at the awkward age where, you know.
Yeah, it's like the young boys are talking to me, but then also the old granddaddies are too. And I'm just like, where is my age group?
Yeah, it's an awkward age. And, you know, the sugar babies, they're not making it any better because
they're not.
To some men, you're like, they might like that who were the unks. I think I try to be, like, mindful because I do recognize I've been out the game in a minute. But I do understand the benefit of just being a friendly person. And I would mm-hmm. say you're very friendly, very kind. Mm-hmm. I don't think the RBF is the issue. I think it's just, like, the expectation from the game.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if you were the most beautiful person in this world. You are ugly as hell. If you're a mean person and a rude person.
Your spirit is bad.
Right. So I feel like y'all got to be approachable. Work on that.
Yeah.
Work on that at home.
Yeah.
And then try to be approachable in public.
Yeah. Work on that inner. So you can exude on the outer.
Right. That's why I said you need to exude you a positive attitude and openness. Kindness takes being open and understanding.
Yeah, because then people will be more approachable to you. The guys, they be scared. They be shy.
They do.
They be shy. You know, like, we all human.
It's awkward.
It's awkward. You know, it's so awkward. I mean, when I see attractive guys, I be nervous. So I know they be nervous.
Right.
But also, you know, like you said, keep a little smile.
Be nice.
You know, be nice. Exude nice energy. Don't be a bitch in the bread aisle.
Right. And now, don't be too nice. You know, the red, the flag, it is red.
Have some discernment. Right. Have some discernment. I'm not telling you to be smile-and-go-lucky.
Right. I'm like, now.
You know, if you see somebody that you also think, you know, they looking at you, you looking at them, don't just quickly turn away or don't get in that phone and put your head down.
Because it can get awkward.
Hey, look up, baby. You sitting at the bar, look, you know.
Just smile, wave, you know.
Smile, wave, be merry.
Just be nice. Yeah. I think that's something. I just think just be nice. Like, just because for me, I am in a relationship, I I'm not giving attention, but everybody deserves a hello and a goodbye. Like, just be nice.
Right. Just be a human.
Be a nice human. Right. You don't know what your smile, even if that person doesn't necessarily want to talk to you, you don't know what the person needs. Your smile could be the best thing. You asking them how are they doing today, or holding the door for the opposite sex, like, you never know what kindness does for a person.
Yeah, that's so true.
So I just think, you know, just be just the common things which you were supposed to learn in pre-K and kindergarten.
Yeah,
just be nice.
Yeah,
not the rude. And I don't even consider RBF, because as nice as I am, I have a terrible RBF.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's more of like the approach of, he better be bringing this if you want to talk to me. Why he look like that? We all have bad days.
Yeah, like, once y'all get to doing all that critiquing and all that critical.
It's mean.
Yeah, it's mean. And that's when it gets to a point where it's like, you know what? Who next? We're going to push you to the side. Bring in the next person.
Right. Because
you ain't ready. You ain't ready. You're not ready.
Maybe if y'all, you know, make them feel a little warming, that goes for both. You know, even for men too. Like, be nice. Stop with all that energy of like,
be
you
nice
the...
and sweet to these women. Why are y'all treating us so hard body?
Like, you, everyone feels like they the one to somebody, but, you know, you don't have to just come out the gate just...
Yeah, like, don't just come out the gate.
You
like,
come to me
prize
with X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, like,
oh, okay.
I believe that both men and women can be prizes.
Yes.
However, ask the man, please don't approach me as the prize off the jump. I don't know what to say, sir. You got it.
You got it.
I'm going to let you have it.
You got it.
Sassy. I'm going to let you have it.
And as far as the females, y'all don't be coming out there either, Jen.
Just with your hand out.
He better be bringing me this on the first date. I need to be here. You're not going to get a first date.
You're not going to get it. I believe beggars can't be choosers, and you should ask for the things that you want. But there's a time and a place.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like when you're dating somebody and you're getting to know somebody, there's no reason you should be telling that man, yeah, and I need this paid, and I need that paid, and I need flowers at the door. Yes, he should have the flowers, but all them other bills, baby,
it's exhausting.
It's exhausting. And if I was a man, I wouldn't deal with it.
No. I feel like, who was paying them before?
Who was paying them before? Or were you...
That's a whole different conversation. Because I really feel like, who was paying them before?
Who was paying them
and
before?
The flowers... Okay. I'm trying to understand interdependency versus being independent.
Yeah,
buy yourself some damn flowers if it's just that serious.
Yes,
you know, until that person really learns you and understands. Maybe you don't even know what flower you really like.
Right, like this is the first date. I don't really know you for real, sis. I want to see you in person.
I'm trying to see if I actually want to know you.
Right. I'm trying to see if I even like you for real. I don't even know if I like your jokes. I don't even know if I like the way you smell. So,
pretty much.
We got to see before I can start. You know, like, come on.
Before you can start getting to
dictating
the
stuff.
Getting to the spending time.
And spending money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big money, specifically.
So, hopefully y'all are taking away is
not necessarily the busy, it's more of like the dating readiness, you know.
Are you there yet?
Yeah.
And maybe some people are using it as that excuse. Maybe they know they're not ready to date.
That's great.
So they're like, oh, I'm just too busy. That's great. If you're accountable enough of yourself to say, hey, I'm not in a place mentally, emotionally, financially, physically to date, then say you're too busy. Whatever. Use the excuse.
But you're still avoiding.
You're still avoiding, but you know why but you're avoiding.
Right. Mm-hmm. Maybe just working on, like we said, the talking and saying the thing, like, I'm not ready yet.
Right.
Something like that. Yeah, don't put all your dirty laundry out there.
Right. Don't put all your business out unless you want to do that.
Right.
I wouldn't recommend it, but if you want to.
I would recommend, because, you know, then they might dog your ass.
Right, then they going to take your shit and spin it on you 3 months later.
You all emotionally ready. And right. Something going on. With,
right.
And they say that. And
watch it. So.
Clock it.
It actually comes in handy. I was wondering why people do that.
Oh, yeah. It actually comes in handy.
It does.
Clock it.
Yeah. So, yeah. All that to say, I don't think there's a such thing as being too busy. I think it all goes to intention and your wants and your desires. But I can see how people get that off successfully. Because I've been there and I've done it. But that doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah. I mean, it goes into accountability.
Yeah.
And I just think, like I said, coming from a perspective of just being understanding, being open, having some positive energy, it'll all come. It just takes time.
Yeah.
It just takes time. So,
that's
pretty much that.
That's pretty much all we got for y'all on that topic. I want to know, do you guys think there's a such thing as being too busy to date? Are you too busy to date?
Mm-hmm.
What does your current dating life look like? Are you hiding? Are you avoiding? Are you outside this summer? Like, what you doing?
Right.
Yeah. So that is that. Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram at @whatsthepoint_pod. Y'all can listen to this episode. Obviously, you're listening to it now, but y'all know where you can continue to listen to it on Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, all the places. Follow our Instagram so that you can click the link directly and it'll just take you straight there. We're going to make it real easy.
Right.
Yeah. And
That's it.
That's all we have.
So, see y'all
next time. Bye.